We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. Yeah. It's DJ Envy, Just Hilarious, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line, on the Zoom, on the whatever you want to call it, Ludacris, ladies and gentlemen. What up, Luda?
What up, my family? What's going on? Congratulations, Jess. How you doing?
Jess is actually...
She's pregnant, so she pregnant. Be in and out the room.
Yeah, so she's in and out the room, so she's probably in the bathroom throwing up maybe right now, but yes.
Well, congratulations twice. All good. It is.
Jess, Luda is hosting the iHeartRadio Music Awards on April 1st. That's not an April Fool's joke. It's actually happening.
I was going to say that same thing, but you beat me to it, so it's all good. Yes, I cannot wait to do this. It's my first time hosting the iHeart. It's been a minute since I hosted something, but you know, I'm a big kid. I'm going to have a lot of fun. We're going to bring a lot of energy. Not an April Fool's joke whatsoever, because I like to joke around a lot too, but this ain't no game. It's no game.
Is Fear Factor the last thing you hosted?
No, I think the Billboard Awards, if I'm not mistaken. The Billboard Awards 3 years in a row, as a matter of fact.
Now, did you have more fun at the Super Bowl? Or when you performed in Atlanta, when you was hanging from the ceiling, sliding all the way down, which one did you have more fun? And
Envy, that's a hard question. But you know, when I was sliding down when I was rappelling down
in
the dome, it wasn't over 100 million people around the world watching me. That was just kind of certain amount. I would have to say the Super Bowl, man, because that was just one of those moments in time where I was nervous for my friend. This boy was on roller skates and all type of stuff. And we know that he practices these things, right. But it was a little different, man. And I just felt the energy from around the world on that day a little bit more than I felt on that rappelling down from the Georgia Dome.
Do you ever get nervous? And I know you perform every weekend and you've done these shows, like that one time, the biggest stage, and you forget a word or you stutter, or did that ever cross your mind at all?
You know, Lil Jon asked me that before we went on, and I'm going to say something that probably no artist probably ever says. Absolutely, bro. I get nervous all the time. The moment you stop getting nervous is the moment that you don't care. And you know who told me that? May he rest in peace. DMX said that to me, man, and I took that to heart ever since. I'm always nervous right before I hit stage because I care so much. But as soon as I hit that stage, as soon as my voice comes on that mic, all the nervousness goes out the way. But always, always nervous.
Gotcha.
You know, Luda, we're on Zoom, but, you know, I can see who's on the Zoom. And I see the good brother Shaka Zulu on the Zoom, man. And it's incredible to see men, especially black men, have such a long, healthy relationship like y'all have. What does it mean to still have Shaka in your life after, you know, especially after what he just went through?
Man, listen, Shaka is my mentor. I don't know if y'all saw when I received my Hollywood Walk of Fame, man, but it occurred to me at that moment that Shaka and his brother Jeff are like the fathers that I've had since my father passed away, man. I started breaking down in tears. So I can say a lot of things, but I hope that makes you understand how much it is, how much it means to me to have someone like Shaka in my life, man, as a mentor, as a guide, as a friend, as a figure that just continues to keep me on my best behavior and keep me on my toes, man. 100%. We've been in the game over 2 decades and been rocking with each other. No contract. It was a handshake and it's been like that ever since.
And that started at radio, right? Hot 107.9?
Yes, 100%.
Wow.
And it was at 97.5 at the time. So, man, it's a radio family thing, man. And like we said, this was in Atlanta. We just sold this to BET, by the way, this whole story. I'm doing this for all the radio people.
Dope. Have they got the official green light? I know you got the BET Plus series. They got the official green light?
We got the official green light, man. I'm going to do everybody proud.
You picked who playing you, who playing Shaka, who playing Jeff, who playing the young Lala maybe? I don't know.
Not yet, but we ain't got to that stage yet, but we're taking all suggestions. We know you out there producing stuff too. So, man, you know, give us your list. We gotta figure this out. We gotta match the right people. Right. You know what I mean? It's gotta be as real as possible.
That's right.
You know, look, it's funny. I got my new book coming out and I wrote about you in the book because I was a young intern at the time, but I remember when you was at Z93 Jams in Charleston and even though What's Your Fantasy was popping, you came in and ran your own board. Yes, and I'll never forget that. Like, you were doing the interview, but you were like, nah, let me run the board. And I'll never forget that.
Bro, that's crazy. I'll never forget that. And by the way, you know, I don't just say this, man, because I follow y'all on social media, but your first book, it is an amazing just piece of art and a piece of work.
Dope.
And I'm proud of you because I know this is like your third or fourth one. So, man, congratulations on that. I can't wait to read it. Now, especially not knowing that I'm in the damn thing. Appreciate that, bro.
Yes, sir.
Now, I got to ask, you know, you're a lyricist and you will bite back anybody that mentions your name. We've seen it with Cat Williams. But now that you're seeing the shots going back and forth with these lyricists, do you enjoy it? Because you feel like hip-hop got a little too, everybody's too cool with each other.
Listen, I don't care where hip-hop is. I enjoy any time people are coming at each other's necks, like in the right way. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love what's going on. Like, I was just saying that we're witnessing, you know, you just talked about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is all about who wants it the most. We witnessing March Madness live about who wants it the most, that competitive. We witnessing history with LeBron James doing amazing, historic things. And everybody always talks about who's the greatest and who's the best and there's debates. I love in hip hop is of no exception. I love in hip hop when people just try to prove to each other. And you got the best of the best. And, you know, I'm loving what's going on. I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Mm. Well, Luda, what you saying that, you know, Nelly, Mav and Paul was just up here, like literally just walked out talking about the shop. But, you know, Nelly was on the shop and he said that his era of rap was the toughest and most competitive. Like, so that was your era,
Luda
too.
Luda got to be in that. Yeah,
DMX, J.M., Wayne, 50 and Luda. He said that. Mm. You know, he actually said your name, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I can't be at all mad at that statement because I was just on Drink Champs and I was literally talking about how, you know, I went to the award shows and the Grammys, obviously, year after year after year for the first decade. I mean, I'm over here outselling a lot of these artists and I'm losing. And what I mean by that is I was up against DMX. I was up against Jay-Z. I was up against Eminem in these categories every single time. And I just, you know, I had to keep my head held high. And, you know, after about a decade or so, I finally started winning. But yes, I would say in terms of competition, in terms of going at each other, in terms of subliminals flying, in terms of direct lyrics flying, it was just extremely competitive. Now, I'm sure anybody in their era is going to say that's the toughest era, but I can't be mad at that statement. I feel the same way.
How important is family and your wife to you in keeping that bond fresh, spicy, and new? Like I seen recently when you gave her, I'm not sure what holiday it was. I think it was her birthday or Christmas when you made her do obstacle courses to get a bag, and she had to climb. She didn't get it. She couldn't climb. Yeah. But how important is that for you and your relationship?
It's extremely important to keep stuff fresh, man. You can't do the same things over and over again. You got to keep. That's just one thing that's in my nature, though, man. I love constantly trying new things, especially when it comes to exciting my wife. Right. You know what I mean? So I think it was Valentine's Day again that you're talking about. Yep, and yep. I made her do a little obstacle course. I hate doing the same thing over and over.
He made her do obstacles I don't think nobody could do. He made her climb rock walls after climbing rock walls. Like, you made her do a lot. Damn,
Louis. Well, he hosted Fear Factor, so that's on brand.
No, that's on brand.
I'm an innovator, man. I got to innovate in all walks of my life.
Luke, one question I got to ask you before you go. Was Cat Williams ever really offered you a role in Fast and Furious?
No, he never. Not that I know of. You said, was he offered a role?
Yeah, because he said, didn't he? If I'm not mistaken, I could be misquoting this. I thought he said on Club Shay Shay, they offered him the role, but he didn't take it because he wasn't willing to do the compromising things that they needed.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And to answer your question, I wouldn't be the right person to ask that question. I have no idea if he was offered a role in the Fast or not. I do know that I saw him at Rick Ross's crib some years back, and everything was perfectly fine. But he's a comedian, you know. He tells jokes, so it is what it is.
So you didn't take offense to nothing, even when he was saying things like, "Oh, you know, it's about seven people with ugly light-skinned wives. If you do this and you do that, you get an ugly light-skinned wife in movie roles."
Charlamagne, it was so laughable what he said that I was just like I couldn't believe what he was saying. Right. You know what I mean? I took it as laughable because he's a comedian, and that's why I kind of responded with some laughable stuff.
Absolutely.
Could you beat him in a foot race?
You know what? That's a good question. That's a great question. I don't know. We'd have to see. Because he is fast out there, for sure.
Well, tonight, April 1st, Ludacris hosts the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And we got to get you up here in person. I know you running around doing your thing, but next time you're in New York, you got to stop through.
Yeah,
brother.
It's going to be on Fox tonight.
Absolutely. I'll see y'all at the awards show, man. All love. Appreciate y'all. Yes,
all right, it's Ludacris. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.